You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple Watch. And in this demonstration, I want to show you a new feature available in Watch OS 2. And I'm going to do two in this particular demo. I'm going to show you how to turn on nightstand mode so that when you lay your Apple Watch sideways, it'll go into nightstand mode on its side. And it will dim the display, and also when the alarm comes on, the display will get brighter just before the alarm comes on. And the second option I want to show you is how you can now use the digital crown and friends button to either cancel or snooze an alarm on your Apple Watch. And of course, this comes in handy when you're already using nightstand mode with your watch on its side with the digital crown and friends button facing up. With nightstand mode, you can turn it on with the watch app on your iPhone by simply going into the watch app, general, and then nightstand mode will be right down the bottom, or on your Apple Watch itself. And of course, again, remember this is watchOS 2, by going into settings, general, and then nightstand mode. So I've currently got mine turned off for this demo. So for this demo, I'm actually going to do it via my Apple Watch. So I'm just going to tap on my screen. Okay, and I'm just going to open up settings with Siri rather than having to flick through it on the home screen. Open settings. Okay, and let me flick down to general. One finger across using voiceover, flick to the right.
Do not disturb. General.
One finger double tap on general.
General. About.
And flick to the right.
Orientation. Wait for 70 seconds.
And that's the wait time for the Apple Watch to go to sleep.
Nightstand mode.
And here it is, nightstand mode. One finger double tap.
Nightstand mode. Nightstand mode. Switch
and
button.
Flick to the right.
You can use Apple Watch as a nightstand clock when it's charging on its side. In nightstand mode, the time is displayed horizontally and the screen gently brightens in the minutes leading up to an alarm set on your Apple Watch.
So that's an explanation of nightstand mode. The clock face will be displaying horizontally because you put it on its side. It's got to be on the charger and it'll brighten before an alarm comes on, as I said previously. So flick to the left.
Nightstand mode. Switch button. Off.
And one finger double tap.
Off. Nightstand mode. Switch button. On.
Okay, and now it's turned on. So I'm going to press my digital crown once to go back to my main clock face.
Clock face, 12:13 p.m.
I'm just going to put my Apple Watch to sleep, put the hand over the screen. There we go. Okay, now I just had to be sitting right next to my charger here. So I'm going to take my watch off. And that noise you probably heard is just my lever loop band coming off. Okay. Put that back together. I'm going to put it down on its side, of course, with the digital crown and the friends button facing up.
12:14 p.m. Bedside table mode.
Okay, so it's now on bedside table mode and I know it's on the charger. And that's all there is to bedside mode for turning it on. VoiceOver, of course, tells it in bedside mode. And if I touch the screen with my finger,
12:14 p.m.
Okay, I can still read the time if I need to, which comes in very handy. Particularly if you're half asleep and you wake up in the middle of the night and you think, oh God, what time is it? Have I slept in, etc.? Then you can check the time by simply touching the screen. Okay, so let me grab my Apple Watch again. And this time we're going to play with the alarm function. Okay, so loop over my wrist and loop goes around and we're back on again. And I'm just going to pause the recording and put in my PIN number.
12:16 p.m.
Okay, now 12:16 p.m. So I'm going to ask Siri to set an alarm for 12:18. I'm going to take my watch off and put it on nightstand mode on my bedside table so we can use the digital crown and the friends button to snooze and to stop the alarm. And I'll do it twice, once for snooze and one for dismissing the alarm. And as usual, I won't make you wait the full 9 minutes that the snooze goes for to experience what it's like. Okay, so here we go. Let me just check the time again.
12:16 p.m.
Yep, that's fine. So Siri, digital crown in. Set alarm for 12:18.
Setting the alarm. Alarms. Alarms.
Okay, let me touch the screen.
Alarm, 12:18 p.m.
That sounds good to me. I just put my hand over the clock face to shut it up. Take my watch off. Back on my charger.
Bedside table mode.
There we go.
12:17 PM.
Bedside table mode, 12:17. And I'm assuming visually, since I'm so close to that alarm, that the screen lit up. And of course, there's the alarm. Very nicely, nice and fast. And didn't have to pause the recording. So I'm going to press the digital crown to snooze.
Snoozing. 8 minutes, 59 seconds remaining.
Okay, so it says snoozing, 8 minutes and 59 seconds remaining. Now, to save a bit of time while that alarm's about to go off, I'll just show you on the actual phone itself where you can actually turn that nightstand mode on and off if you want to do it from the watch app instead of from the Apple Watch itself. So I'm going to go down to the bottom of my home screen here.
Phone. Two new items. Watch.
Okay, watch. One finger double tap on watch. Watch.
My watch. Heading.
I'm going to flick through to general.
Apple Watch. Button. App layout. Notification. Glances. Complication. General. Button.
And one finger double tap on general.
My watch.
Now, I happen to know that the nightstand mode is right down the bottom. So rather than making you listen to all the stuff on the top of the screen going down towards the bottom, we'll start at the bottom and go towards the top with the left flick gesture. So touch down the bottom left-hand side.
Selected. My watch. Tap. 1 of 4.
My watch tap. Flick to the left.
Reset. Button. Usage. You can use Apple Watch nightstand mode on.
Okay, nightstand mode on.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Now if I flick to the right.
You can use Apple Watch as a nightstand clock when it's charging on its side. In nightstand mode, the time is displayed horizontally and the screen gently brightens in the minutes leading up to an alarm set on your Apple Watch.
Same information about nightstand mode that we heard on the Apple Watch. So if I flick to the left.
Nightstand mode. On.
And one finger double tap.
Off.
The main difference between doing it here and doing it on my Apple Watch is that the button here turns it on and off directly. The one on the Apple Watch, the button is a state button that you have to one finger double tap to go into that particular screen panel and then turn nightstand mode on or off. So I'm going to turn this one back on again with one finger double tap.
On.
So I'm going to flick back to the right to go off it.
You can use Apple Watch
and back to the left to go back on it.
Nightstand mode on.
Okay, and it's back on. And to keep things nice and tidy, two finger scrub.
My watch. Heading.
And I'm back to the main Apple Watch screen. And of course, home button to come out.
Watch.
Lock my phone screen.
Screen locked.
And just pause the recording and wait for the alarm to go off on the Apple Watch so we can dismiss the alarm with the friends button. Okay, should be coming up shortly. Beautiful. There we go. There's the alarm. She sounds nice and gentle, doesn't it? Okay, so before it was the digital crown to sleep, which I can actually do again if I want to. Except this time, I'm actually just going to press the friends button. Now, before I do that, I can also touch the screen.
12:27 PM.
And find out what the time is. And then I can now press the friends button. And I've just dismissed the alarm. Friends button to dismiss the alarm, digital crown to snooze. And of course, you can snooze as many times as you like, depending on what your day or evening has got in store for you, I guess. So that completes this demonstration of nightstand mode. Remember, that's enabled in settings, general, nightstand mode on the watch by going into it and toggling it on or off, or on the watch app itself on your iPhone, going into the watch app, going to general, and remembering that the nightstand mode item there is a direct toggle on and off. It's not just the state of the current status. And with the alarm function, remember, it's the digital crown to snooze and the friends button to cancel the alarm altogether. You can touch the screen to find out what the time is. And just one final thing about nightstand mode, of course, when you put it on nightstand mode on the charger and on its side, you'll actually hear voiceover say nightstand mode. So that completes this demonstration of nightstand mode and the alarm with cancel and snooze. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.